Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon, and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers, with love, laughter, and lessons learned. And with me, as always, is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic. In fact, I'm looking for a psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Good afternoon. Nice to be here.
It's great to be here. And we have on the boards today, Avery. Welcome, Avery. Thank you for keeping us in line today.
Anytime, ladies.
Thank you. We appreciate it. And with me, I have my friends, Michelle Lowak from Assisting Hands and Sherry Gruden from PACE, two fabulous ladies and friends. And besides talking about PACE today and Assisting Hands, we're going to talk about some Better Living for Seniors out off branches or whatever, Hearts and Hope and Silver Santas. So if anybody's listening and they don't know about Better Living for Seniors, you can go to BLSPinellas.org. And it's a bunch of professionals in the Tampa Bay area that want to work together and want to have a team and want to help each other, want to bring education to the community, want to help the people of our community. And that's some of the things we're going to talk about today. But for you, for as a business professional, it can help you professionally. You will meet with people that really do care, that really want to make a difference. We had a luncheon yesterday live, with like 15 people, and wasn't it fabulous?
It was great.
Oh, just to see people and touch people. And you know, I was saying last week I volunteered at the Seminole Kids Appreciation Day at the park. Oh my God, kids without masks. You know, like I felt like it was 2019.
Yes, it was great yesterday. Uh-huh. No mask, and I got to hug about 20 people.
Yeah.
Would you like a water?
Yeah. We need that so, so much.
Absolutely.
You know, because, you know, they used to punish people by putting them in solitary confinement. And that's kind of what a lot of this COVID was in more ways than one. And one of the things I want to say about that, and I want you to be well aware of this fact, is during COVID, I took a hit. I was having a hard time. Well, some other things happened too, but... Yeah. I was having a really hard time, but I can recoup. A lot of people during that time with Alzheimer's, dementia, or other illnesses or whatever cannot recoup that year. That year might have been like a 2-year down for them instead of a 1-year. So I want you to be really, I want you to really think about that. And if you haven't seen your loved one yet, and now you have the opportunity to see your loved one, please, please fly into town or whatever, because you need to see them in person. You need to hug them, just because they need to be hugged. But you need to hug them and make sure they haven't lost weight, because they're not going to tell you, I'm okay, you know how that is. So it's, you know, people say, oh, I miss my mom so much. Well, talking about it is nothing. You miss your mom so much, go to see your mom. We can all work it out. And if for a scenario and you can't get to see your mom, you find someone that lives around your mom, a neighbor, someone from their church, whoever, that can go in and check on your loved one. Oh, one last thing. Oh, first we have our newest listeners. We have Reba in Massachusetts.
Reba.
Carla Joe in Safety Harbor, and Phyllis in St. Pete.
Welcome.
Like we say, there's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for more listeners, whether it's on the podcast or Facebook. I on Facebook has put me in some kind of jail, so they're not letting me share any things. I don't know what I did wrong, but we're hoping that passes. It's craziness, isn't it? It's just craziness. But how you could help me out, though, is to go to my YouTube page, Connecting Caregivers Radio, and please subscribe. Because with what's going on with Facebook, first of all, I may be doing a lot more of my communication through YouTube. And second of all, the more people that subscribe, the more people get to hear the information that I have out there. And we have on the YouTube page, we have the radio show from every week. We have the Tuesday tip. We have the new podcast, Connecting Caregivers Presents Candid Conversations, and whatever other good stuff that I can find. So we're having a contest, and anybody who subscribes between now and noon tomorrow is going to win a gift basket with an Amazon gift card and some other good
swag. Not everyone, just one person,
just one
right?
Person. Well, I'll tell you, if 10,000 people sign up, call me, I'll give you 1,000 gift baskets. You can mark my word. So today, Let's talk, ladies, before we talk about what we're doing with BLS, let's talk about what PACE does first and what PACE is, because every time you're on the show, when the show is, the next week or so after the show, somebody goes, oh, I heard about PACE. Oh, Linda, I found PACE. Because so many people don't know about the treasures that, yes, that we have in our community.
Yes.
So, Sherry, tell us about that.
Thank you, Linda. Yes, we have some of your listeners have family members that they're caring for, and they have actually joined the PACE program and are reaping benefits from that.
Big benefits.
Yes. So our PACE program is Suncoast PACE, and we're here in Pinellas County. But it's something I haven't mentioned is there, I know that you're syndicated now, so this radio show goes everywhere. Look up on Google, search for PACE, P-A-C-E. It stands for Program All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly. And if you look that Google search up in your area, put it in by your county, there are about 150 PACE programs.
Wow, I didn't know that.
From California to Florida and all points in between. So look for that, because what we are is we are considered a managed care program. And our program provides services and 100% of the health care for our participants. We're able to keep them at home instead of placing them in a facility. And that's the goal, because nobody wants to go live in a facility. They all want to be at home where they're comfortable.
Yeah.
So our program allows them to do that. And something I haven't done on your show, because you've invited me a couple of times now, this will be my third, I think, is give you a little anecdotal story.
Perfect.
About a lady. Her name is Mary, and if you ask her her name, she'll say Mary, Mary, quite contrary. And so that's always stuck with me. Now, she came to our program at PACE because she had a stroke. She lived up north. She sold her home there. Her family wanted her here in Florida where there's no snow, and we have that all the time. Everybody lives up north. They move to, yep, Florida when they age because there's no snow, and it's paradise here.
Yeah.
So she couldn't really live alone, so she moved in with her family, Mary, Mary, quite contrary, who was just a doll, by the way. So she moved in with her family, and she had her daughter and her son-in-law. And when she moved in, the daughter had to stay home for a while, and she wasn't able to work. Wanted to make sure that Mary had what she needed.
Yeah.
So they heard about our PACE program, and they called in. And what we were able to do is provide the care and socialization for Mary, transportation, meals if she needed them. We have an adult day center here in Pinellas County so that Mary could come in. And what happened with the family is they went from being stressed about not working and taking, right, care of Mary to, and Mary is isolated because,
yeah, they got to go to work. She's home.
Right. Or the daughter
in a strange
is just
place.
The daughter is just with Mary at home. And that's nice for a little while, but she was used to being independent. So our program would go and pick her up in the morning. They would bring her to our PACE center. She would enjoy activities. We have entertainers that come in. We have classes. She loved to sew, and we have a sewing group.
Wow.
And because she loved to sew, even though she had had a stroke, she was still able to do something. And we all, I think, deep down want to be productive.
Yes.
And
want a purpose.
This gave her a wonderful opportunity because we provided the sewing machines for her, the materials, the bobbins, the threads, and she made things. Now, it wasn't just that she made them to keep her hands busy and her mind occupied, but we were able to donate the things that are made by our seamstresses,
yeah,
at the PACE Center to hospice patients that needed them. It might be a lap blanket or something. And so she felt that she could go to work again.
Yeah.
And that's how she looked at it. I can go to work. I go to work 3 days a week.
Yeah.
She comes into our PACE center. Now, we also have a chef that provides a big meal for lunch. And a lot of our seniors don't really eat dinner. They just do a bigger
lunch. Whatever, yeah.
So
that's great for her daughter, because when she comes home from work, she's not rushing to make dinner for mom.
Now her daughter goes back to work. So it's a win-win all the way around for this family. Yeah. And she sees our primary care doctor. She, because of her stroke, she needs a little restorative therapy. Mm-hmm. We have a restorative therapy suite in Pace. So she comes there, and on Wednesday she comes in and she'll play bingo in the morning, she'll win a prize, she'll have lunch, and then she goes in for therapy.
That's
right there.
Great.
And then when it's time to go home, we get her in transportation and take her back home. So now we've really helped this family.
Oh, totally turned things around.
So that's what our program is designed for. I have another short story about a gentleman. He lives at home. His name is Bob, and Bob fell and broke his hip. Bob was frightened that he was going to have to go to a facility, so someone told him about our PACE program. He called in, I spoke with him, we got him on board with PACE. We have our own pharmacy, and so PACE now delivers his medicine to his door. He sees our doctors. He doesn't have to drive out in this.
Because otherwise he might not be taking his medication.
Exactly. He doesn't have to get out on 19 and drive in this terrible traffic, and that's scary for both parties.
Yeah.
So we provide that transportation for him. And like you said, he also had a little heart condition. So some days he would forget to take his medicine. Mm-hmm. Now we also offer in-home care so that our nurses and staff can go in and provide him some light housekeeping and make sure he's taking his medicines. So we really lifted him up. Now, he was isolated, too, because after he got out of rehab from the hip break, he was at home alone, and things had started to close in around him. Depression sets in. So we offer socialization. We also offer some groups that deal with seniors with depression to help make them feel better.
Yeah.
So we have a holistic approach to his care. So that's what we do.
So and how do people find you?
Great. So you can either go online to suncoastpace.org, or you can call 727-289-0062. And you will eventually reach me, and we'll start on our journey together to see how we can help you.
Yeah, and it's amazing. Please, make the call. Make the call. So many times people hear about, I don't know if I'm going to get accepted. I don't know if that's with me. You know, just make the call.
Make the call. I'll talk with you. And honestly, if you qualify for our program, the next question is, how much does this cost?
That's what I...
If you qualify for our program, you pay nothing.
That's what people want to hear.
We cover it 100% of your health care. If you have to go to the hospital, surgery, rehab, we cover all of that. So we're an amazing program. I helped start this program with my former boss almost 19 years ago.
Wow.
So we have really grown.
You must see some fabulous stories.
I do. I could tell you all day.
Yeah, you see people that are just like having such a hard time, and then all of a sudden they can be lifted up. And the thing is, too, if you call and if you get to Sherry and you're not a candidate for the PACE program, we'll figure out what other way we can help.
Yes.
Because that's what I said is such a good thing about being in this Tampa Bay area, where we have professionals. If you're not the right fit for whatever you called us about, we will find a solution for you.
Right. We won't just let you go. We'll make sure
we
that
we will return your calls. We will talk to you.
We'll make sure that you have resources beyond PACE if PACE isn't something that you're interested in.
Yeah. Fabulous. So, thank you. And we'll
talk
in a little while about Hearts and Hopes probably after. So, Michelle. We've been talking about PACE, and we're talking about helping our seniors stay at home and be at home. First question I want to ask you is, what have you been seeing after the pandemics with people that are staying at home and with the new people that are calling you?
So, with COVID came a lot of changes for all of us, but I think it was the big wake-up call of isolation. And so many families who in the past had said, home care is so expensive. It's such a waste of money, or mom will be fine. She only fell 3 times last month. I'm sure she won't get hurt next time.
Yeah, she hasn't got hurt so far.
Or she's only been hurt a little. we know that by the time somebody calls me, they should have called months ago.
Right.
Because they are in crisis. The family is in crisis. It's something that doesn't happen until it's too late.
Yeah.
But it's not too late. So by the time they call, it's usually either mom's in the hospital or dad is just getting out of rehab like in 2 hours. And yeah. They've used all their PTO or they've all used all their FMLA. And now they need somebody today. So I'm really, really proud of the fact that guardians and attorneys and professionals, even in the hospitals that before were like, it's so expensive, no one can afford it. I think that COVID showed that no one can afford not to have care.
Yeah.
So if they do not qualify for PACE, then whether they're using assisting hands and our services, which are all licensed, they're all overseen by nurses, background checked. Are we perfect? We're not perfect. We're human beings. I can say that both our owner, Becky, and myself have used the service. We've used it for my father. You all know him very well. And it just changes the dynamic.
Yeah.
It changes the dynamic. The golden years are supposed to be just that.
Well, what did it do for you when you took care of your dad? Because, you know, I find the biggest thing that happens with caregivers is they're not the daughter anymore.
Correct.
They're not the wife anymore. They're the one making sure you're taking medicine and taking you to the doctors and everything. And I think many times, and your loved one may not say it, but they just want their daughter back.
Right.
Or their wife back. But they don't even realize that there's help they could get with that.
Correct. So, as a caregiver myself, I did not listen to my own support
network. Human skulls.
That seems to be the
it is.
The norm.
Well, I'm not going to say every caregiver, but most caregivers think they can do it the best.
Yeah, because we're superwomen.
You know, only I know how Daddy likes his cereal. Only I can do his laundry. Daddy couldn't have cared less who was changing his sheets 4 and 5
exactly.
6 times a day. And I knew this, but I still in my heart thought only I could do it. So
well, because it's your responsibility.
It's my responsibility, and he took care of me as I was growing up. So it took people like the three of you to come over and say, okay, out. You know, Bernadette coming over and dropping stuff off from Arden Courts and saying, get out, I've got him. But with assisting hands, having those care teams that come in and give relief to the family, not only so they can be the wife or the daughter or the son, but also so that they can get on with their life because
and take care of themselves.
Correct. At some point, the person they're taking care of is going to pass away. And you wake up and what do you do?
Right.
Because now my purpose, besides work, it threw me into a tailspin that I'm still in.
One of my caregivers said to me a couple weeks ago, she lives out of state. And she said, I finally brought help in. And all I did for the first month that they were in was go to the dentist, go to the doctors, take care of my stuff. She said, I didn't even realize that. I looked in the mirror. I'm like, who are you?
Yeah.
And she said the first month she just went and took care of her stuff, which that was fabulous because I see too many caregivers go through this situation, even some that get help, but they usually wait till it's a long time. After their loved one passes, they're a basket case.
If they make it long enough.
I was going to say, and the flip side of that is 60% of people that are the primary caregiver will have a decline in health or they will die before the person they're taking care of.
Yeah.
And I used to think that having a family member with dementia was a club I didn't want to join. Now I know that being a caregiver who didn't listen to my own advice and your advice is a worse club to be in because it mentally changes you. It physically changes you, and the effects are forever.
And you can't do it all. And then you're really angry with yourself that I didn't spend more time with Dad, that Dad and I didn't get to go to the movies or whatever because I was worrying about the laundry or whatever. So, well, right now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care serving Pinellas and Pasco counties can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. so I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Everyone at one time or another experiences so much stress, physical, emotional, and mental, that their brain seems to freeze in place. Lauren McLaughlin has been an emotional support coach for over 25 years and was also a caregiver for her husband John for 10 years. Emotional support coaching for caregivers is all about having the freedom to say out loud, without fear of judgment or criticism, all the random thoughts that have gone in and out of your mind. Many caregivers receive enough help in one session to create their own healing plan. Others may want a bit more coaching, but Lauren McLaughlin has a maximum limit of 3 sessions. If you sincerely want to build a new future, that much coaching will be more than enough. All sessions are on Zoom for 45 minutes. Contact Lauren by email at godbless@tampabay.rr.com to set up an appointment for your caregiver support coaching session. Caregiver support sessions were previously priced at $45. They are now available to our listeners on a love offering basis. You decide what price you want to pay for your personal session.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them bloom
for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
So you know what I always say when someone offers to help you, say thank you very much. And that by asking for help and accepting help is a strength, it's not a weakness. One of my caregivers, recently it was her and her husband's anniversary. Her husband has taken a big decline. And people started sending cards and stuff, and everybody asked how he was doing, but nobody asked how she was doing. But people were nice, and they sent flowers, you know, and different things, which was really nice. But she said to me, all I wanted them to know was how I felt. She said, so when I sent out the thank you notes, I put a copy of the caregiver affirmation in each one and said, this is how I'm feeling. And people just called and talked to her. Because too often we don't do that. We just, you know, with your husband, they'd ask Lynn, how's she doing? He goes, she's fine. I'm the one that has the issue here. But a lot of people are like that.
Well, he was like that beforehand. Anyway. It just exacerbated.
But really, you know, think about the caregiver, not just the person they're caring for. Because the person they're caring for is being taken care of. It's the caregiver that's not being taken care of. And it's just so easy for us to say that. All right, so let's get down to some BLS stuff. Sherry, do you want to give a little overall of what BLS is first?
Yes, you summed it up nicely a little while ago. Better Living for Seniors is a group of professionals. I think there are almost 300 of us here in our county. And we all work and volunteer our services to help seniors in their needs. The money that we raise through various things that we do throughout the year go right back into our community to directly impact our seniors.
And I, you know, I always say, do your stuff at home. Do your stuff at home. I'm not saying you shouldn't help people all over the world, but do your stuff at home. Take care of your people at home first. And I think that's what we do. This is really like grassroots. This is really like touching. So Better Living for Seniors has a whole bunch of committees.
Yes, I think we have 11 committees now.
Yeah, so there's a fundraising committee, there's a membership committee, there's the Silver Santas, there's a mental health committee, there's a fall preventions committee. So there's all these different committees. And your deal, and your committee, who I'm on that committee too, is Hearts and Hopes. So tell our listeners about Hearts and Hopes, and just give us like a couple of things that happened because of Hearts and Hope last year.
Great. Yes, thank you. So our committee, I'm the chair of the fundraising committee for Better Living for Seniors. And 3 years ago, I came up with a production called Hearts and Hope, and we've gotten lots of media attention with this and sponsorships, and the money that comes in for Hearts and Hope all goes back into the community, again, directly to impact our seniors. So 3 years ago, our first Hearts and Hope event was a huge success. It was at Banquet Masters. We had over 400 people attend, and it's a concert. I have deep roots in this community.
In the music.
In the music community here, and a lot of my friends are international, national, or local musicians. And they're all very close. So,
well, musicians are a special kind of people to begin with. They yes. always seem like the people that want to help.
Yes. So they also loved my husband very much, Steve Gruden, and he was a singer-songwriter, musician here in this area, signed to Atlantic Records for a while. So from that relationship, I called on them and I said, I've got an idea for a fundraiser. Will you all partake and help us? And they all absolutely volunteered their time. We had a full day event, and all of the money raised at that first one day event was over $11,000 just for one day. So that money we took at BLS, and it went into different grants for people to help them with legal services, to help them with diapers,
or home
dignity
improvement
for diapers.
Or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, home improvements. And as a board member, we went through all of the applications that came in for those grants, and we were able to give out 11 grants to our community. So then came COVID, because we were planning for Hearts and Hope number two, and this was in 2020, and COVID hit just as we were getting traction to begin building our next one. I personally didn't think we were going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
B- because
that girl Becky that puts a little buzz in your ear.
Because we couldn't get together in person.
Right. Yeah. How are you going to have a concert?
All concerts were closed. All of my musician friends were out of work because the concerts were closed. So my friend Becky, who owns Assisting Hands, she called me and she kind of stuck a pin in my back and said, you can do this, figure it out, do something virtual.
Sounds like Vicky.
And I said, okay, wait, virtual? So we did. We, by the grace of God, we were able to pull off an event last year that was a virtual event. It's still up on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and search Hearts and Hope, you'll be able to see the whole thing that we created. John Wilson from Fox 13, our former news anchor, he was our MC for the event, did a wonderful job. And at last year's, we raised over $14,000 in our one-day event that was virtual. So we have a lot of community sponsors that receive certain things. We will begin looking for sponsorship next month.
Well, when a sponsor sponsors you, they see something happen in their community.
Yes.
As a result of their sponsorship. They actually see something. Right.
Exactly. It's giving of their hearts to bring others hope. So we have a very loving community here with our people that help seniors and people that just help, period.
Yeah.
So
so this year's event.
So, but let me tell you what we did with last year's event.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I wanted
$14,000 we raised for our one-day event. So at that time, there were a lot of seniors that could not get out to the grocery store.
Or were afraid to.
Or were afraid to.
Yeah.
And they were in some dire straits, especially with food. So we teamed up with the Area Agency on Aging, and we were able to, with the money from us and Area Agency on Aging combined, we fed over 600,000 people last year. There were over a million meals. We used 7 to 12, I can't remember the number, but 7 to 12 restaurants in our area that created the food, that delivered the food.
That stayed in business.
That stayed in business, and their employees still work till today.
Fabulous.
So that's what our money did this year. People were receiving one large hot meal a day that they weren't going to get had we not provided it. So for all of our sponsors from the last 2 years, thank you very much, because this money goes right back into helping those in our community that need the help. Seriously.
Right. So this year,
we are looking at October 10th for our Hearts and Hope. Number 3, we're going to do a hybrid, so it's going to be able to be viewed online, and there will be tickets for that, and then we're going to do an in-person. Our venue this year is unique. It's Bayboro Brewing, and it's in St. Pete in the Art District. There's an indoor area, and there's an outdoor area. There will be 2 stages. And if my friends are listening, I'll be calling you soon so that I can book you for our event. Just know that's coming. They kind of expect it at this point. So it will be an indoor-outdoor event. The brewery is going to create a Hearts and Hope beer.
I love that.
For us, and that will be available that day.
Isn't that cool?
We have to go.
So we're excited.
We went to the first one.
I went to the second one online, too.
Yeah.
I don't do much online.
No.
They do their own brewing, and
I heard a lot of good things about them.
Bayboro, yes, they were featured on Charlie Belcher's Fox 13.
Yeah.
The owner is a veteran, and he serves veterans. They've got a deal where you go in and you can buy a veteran a beer, and they put it up on a board, and then when they have a veterans event, everyone who has purchased them a beer, the veterans come in and they get a beer for free.
Great?
That's nice.
So they have a big heart. They've offered us a great deal, and we're going to really promote them and this venue. We're very excited.
So if somebody wants to continue following what you're doing and or give a donation, where can they find you?
All right. So to begin with, we have a page up online, and it's blspinellas.org that Linda told you about a little while ago. If you click onto that, you'll see our Big Hearts and Hope logo, and it'll give you the information for sponsorship and donations. And also, if you are on Facebook, you can go. I am not in Facebook jail.
Neither am I.
So you can go onto Facebook and do a search for Hearts and Hope and join our group. We have over 700 people on our Facebook group.
Yeah, and the more the merrier.
And you'll be able to see our sponsors. You'll be able to see who has agreed to perform at our show.
and Sherry will be surprised too.
Yes. So we're very excited. It's going to be a one-day event. It will be on a Sunday from about noon to 5.
Great.
So,
and I'll keep you up with what's going on. Sherry will probably stop into the show again before the concert. But we'll keep you up. And as always, if anybody has any questions or they didn't write something down, just contact me through the website and I'll get you the information.
Thank you.
Okay, stop. So now, Michelle, let's hear about your committee.
Okay, well, again, I'm on Hearts and Hope with Sherry, so I love it. But right now my push is as member at large for BLS, I am on the Silver Santas committee.
I like that one.
But it's not Christmas.
It's not Christmas, so why am I even here? I am here because seniors need help year-round.
Yeah.
You know, we all feel so good and special, and I did my part because I donated at Christmas to Toys for Tots. Big deal. Seniors need our help year-round. It's daunting, and I don't understand when people can't understand that in our country, which is so rich, that we have seniors who are not only isolated and alone.
But they don't have shampoo.
They don't have shampoo. They don't have deodorant.
They live in a community.
They don't have a bar of soap to wash. They don't have something to cling to. So we are doing a fundraiser, and we're asking for people in July to spread the cheer.
You did that last year, too.
Well, we did
not. Oh, not last year. Excuse me, the year before.
Correct. So what we're doing, if you go to, this is unusual, right? BLS.org/SilverSantas, you can go ahead and either purchase something through Amazon, you could make a donation directly through the BLS website, or you can drop stuff off. You could drop it off to Assisting Hands. We were a sorting site, and I'm a captain this year again. And drop off necessities.
And you can drop them off at the radio station, too.
Correct. So you can drop them off either place, and we're going to be sorting bags and delivering bags of necessities.
So just toiletries, not clothes this time.
Correct.
Of year.
Right now, it could, well, unless it's diabetic socks.
Okay.
Because
that's
one of the number one needs for seniors is socks.
Yeah. Are they like support hose type?
Yeah.
You can get them at the Dollar Tree, actually, for a dollar.
My husband had them, but now I know how to put them on, but it used to take me a half hour to get them on.
Well, those are support hose. Diabetic socks are a little different, but you can get those at Dollar Tree, correct? You can do shampoo, toothpaste, denture stuff.
Hand cream,
Pons. If you buy the brand of Pons cold cream, that is something that not only will soothe their skin, but
it
also
brings a memory.
It brings
Pons.
Back
yeah, I didn't even
memory.
Know they made it anymore.
They still make it, and they sell it at the Dollar Tree.
It's like Noxzema.
Yes. So dropping those things, or perfume. You know, a perfume can bring back a memory. So those things we are asking that you drop them off, or you know, donate. Okay. For those of you who are too busy, you know, go on the website and click the Silver Santas link. And while you're there, hit the Hearts and Hope link.
Well, you know what I tell people? I've been talking to a lot of people with networking. We're doing all the networking virtually. Okay, so many times when we weren't doing it virtually, we drove somewhere and used our gas.
And our time.
And then we had to buy a meal, you know, at a restaurant or whatever. Well, you haven't had to do that too much. So if you just take that money, that $10 or $20 a week, and donate it to the cause, you'll see what a big difference it can make in somebody's life. And what I always say, what goes around comes around. You know what? And I don't want to be an old lady sitting in a chair one day and have to worry that I don't have hand cream.
Or toothpaste.
Or socks.
Yeah.
Hopefully you have teeth.
Deodorant. Deodorant. Well, and denture deodorant. Cream. Denture yeah. cream or the stuff to soak dentures in. It's amazing that, you know, oral care is something that
many times is put to the side for seniors.
Well, not only is it put to the side, but it can cause so much havoc in the body.
Exactly.
Yeah, people a lot of people don't realize that.
You know, if you're not brushing your teeth, all that bacteria that's in your mouth is going places.
Goes straight to your brain.
Yeah, it's not good.
And it'll
because I hear lots of people say, and this breaks my heart, he's 90, he doesn't have to worry about his teeth anymore. Yeah, hell yeah, you do.
Yes, you do.
And you got to eat. And if you don't have good teeth to eat, you can't chew up your food enough. You can't digest properly. It gives a whole nother ramifications to people.
Well, and also with dementia, how it changes the perception of stuff. A lot of people with dementia cannot tell you that they have pain in their
right.
mouth.
So, or any pain.
Correct. And so when there's behaviors that you don't understand as a caregiver, one of the first things we say is check the mouth.
Yeah.
There could be a cavity or an abscess. They could have burnt their tongue or bit their tongue.
Yeah.
And you don't know what that behavior is from. But again, that's all through education.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know it. Get in a support group and you'll find out from the caregivers things that you won't just read in a book.
And now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
And we're off. No, we're not off. That means to get your pen and paper, because Lynn has good stuff to tell you, right, Lynn?
I do.
Yeah, you do.
To RSVP for any of the following events, please go to lindaburhans.com. Send Linda a message, and she will send you the link. At Veterans Funeral Care in the Officers Club at 8:30 North Belcher in Clearwater, from 6 to 7:30 on the last Thursday of every month, is a Reiki exchange. Reiki practitioners, Reiki masters, or anyone interested in learning or receiving healing are welcome. On June 24th at 9 a.m., Senior Circle will host another online event. It is about love, inviting seniors to share their stories about love for a family member who made a difference in their life. The deadline for sign-up is June 21st.
Mama Rose is going to be on again.
Again? Well, yeah. She's a star.
Yes, she is a star.
On July 1st at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Central, is a free dementia virtual seminar with Tam Cummings. It is a monthly education series. On July 1st, it's about what does that behavior mean, detailing which behaviors are unique to specific dementias and addressing challenging behaviors.
And the fabulous Tam Cummings will be our keynote speaker in November at the conference.
Yes, she will.
Who's sponsoring her?
Oh, Art and Quartz, of course.
Debbie
Sell. Where all they do is memory care.
Debbie Sell Savage, president of Coping with Dementias, having live seminars in Citrus Hills at Grand Living on July 14th, August 11th, and September 8th. Please call 352-422-3663 or 352-301-8500 for more information.
Also, on June 24th is the 2021 Treasure Coast Fearless Caregiver Conference. There'll be questions about legal, social services, healthcare, technology, and Medicare experts. It's from 10 to 1. So if you're interested, just send me an email. This Sunday, Father's Day. Oh, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. I was thinking about my dad this morning and just how much I miss him. And so happy Father's Day to all the fathers that are out there. We so appreciate you. People don't always give the fathers enough credit, I think. Mother's Day seems to be more of a big deal sometimes, but it takes two to tango, so say thanks to Dad, too. So on Sunday, Father's Day, Lynn and I will be going to the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, where they will be lighting it up purple for the longest day to represent how we support people with Alzheimer's and dementia. So the bridge will be light up purple on June 20th. We'll be there in a caravan going over the bridge. And if anybody wants information, wants to join us, just give me a call. Sherry, what did you want to say? There was another event coming up.
Yes, thank you. So this goes back to PACE again. And PACE is a member of Empath Health.
Mm-hmm.
Empath Health is here in Pinellas County, and we're moving into Sarasota and Manatee counties, and we have a large group of programs that service people.
Yeah,
that
caregiver
are in
coffee breaks and all sorts of things.
They're in various parts of their life. And on July 14th, Linda is going to put the information up, but Empath is doing a special 30-minute spot on Suncoast PACE. I will be speaking. It's going to be done virtually, so it will be on YouTube and Facebook. And it's going to be a different kind of talk. So we invite you all. It's going to be live, and Linda will put up the information. And it's called Know Us Before You Need Us.
Yes.
And truthfully, people for our program need us now.
Right.
We would rather get you early and lift you up.
Right.
Then wait until you are at the end. So start with us early, but that's going to be Know Us Before You Need Us from Empath.
Which is, you know, you need to start early with everything. You need to start when you're still healthy, thinking about some of the things down the line, making some kind of plan. Or if your loved one is just starting to decline, don't wait until they fall to get help. I mean, you could have Michelle come in. They can set up everything, and it's just ready the day you need it.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to Arlene Grosso yesterday. They're having such a problem getting in lifts and getting equipment for people. And what happens is the person falls, and they go to rehab, and they got to be home in 2 days. They think they're going to be able to get the stuff they need, and now there's a big backlog because of all the materials and everything. Somebody told me plywood is like $100 a sheet.
Yeah.
It's really crazy, all the price hikes on everything.
Yeah, I was supposed to have a little fence put in back of my house. It was $200, and now it's $280, the guy told me, because of the materials. But please, with anything, have these conversations with your families. Don't wait until the last minute. And between Suncoast Hospice or Empath and Seasons Hospice, there are many things that they can help you with ahead of time. Don't think about, I'm going to call hospice and my loved one is going to die in a week. There are people that graduate from hospice. So just hospice is there not just to help your loved one, too. It's to help you. Because I'll tell you, when hospice came in with my husband, I just, so much was lifted off my head because there was other people there that could think straight. Because I couldn't think straight. I remember when Mark from Eternal Cremations came and took my husband away, and then he called me the next day. And like 2 days later, I go, what did you say to me? I have no idea what he said on the phone. Did you say something about death certificates? Did you say something about this? He goes, I got it all under control, Linda. And I'm the one that yaks about it all the time. So it's just you're in a very emotional state, and you don't want to make decisions on emotions. Just like you don't want to make your final arrangements when you're emotional, when you end up, you get mom a coffin that's a big Cadillac, and it's the last thing she would want. So we have a choice to talk about that stuff, too. You wanted to say a couple of thank yous to people before we go?
I did. Really quickly, I wanted to thank, this week on Thursday kicked off Caregiver Appreciation for Caregivers. And while nurses and doctors and first responders are awesome and we need them, who got left out and forgotten during COVID was the caregivers, the people who are with our seniors.
Daily,
doing the little things that are huge. Giving them a bed bath and helping them to eat and helping them to transfer safely, ensuring that their medications are taken as directed. And so some of our partners, Arden Courts was huge in this. Also Medical Services of America, one of the home health companies, MSA, Seasons Hospice, of which both Linda and I are on their board of directors, and we believe in completely Seasons Hospice. They donated some stuff, Veterans Funeral Home, and JSA Law. So for those of you who haven't done it yet, seek out a company, seek out one of the home care companies that employ the CNAs and the home health aides, please. Assisting hands cannot do this alone, and I think that COVID has shown us that being in a silo and just working on what we do doesn't work. It's all about relationships and working together. And if you're truly in this business to help seniors, you're not looking at what's in it for me. You're looking at how can we help a senior.
Yeah.
And I'm really, really proud that we all do work together so closely and that we can touch people's life and actually do what we say we're going to do. Because no one of us can be a caregiver or can be a company on our own. We got to work together.
Thanks for being with me today, girls. I always love having you. Thank you for tuning in. I know your time is precious. Remember, God loves you all the time, and see you next week. Have a delicious day.
You got a friend. People can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you. Just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again. Oh, baby, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, fall?
WTAM, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. There are marches, prayers, and song as the nation celebrates Juneteenth as a federal holiday after a battle that took decades. KOVR's Marley Ginter has more.
For the first time, Juneteenth recognized not by a few, but across